Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Pete Sepp is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Pete's a good friend of ours. Hasn't been that long since he was with us. He always has a lot to say, but I asked him to come back today because today is a day that's a very interesting day. And I asked you earlier in the hour, if you woke up today feeling a little bit less burdened, maybe even just a twinge of euphoria, and you didn't know exactly why, well, I'm going to explain that to you. The reason you felt that way, but it's a little bit of a perverse kind of euphoria, as Pete will explain. Today is Tax Freedom Day. The Tax Foundation, another organization, not Pete's, but another organization, calculates this every year. And they've determined that today is Tax Freedom Day. This is, early part of April, and it's pretty remarkable. And that's just the timing of the day is noteworthy. Besides the fact of the day, and so let's get Pete in here. Pete's Vice President of Communication for the National Taxpayers Union, and he's our good friend Pete Sepp. Welcome back.
Great to be here.
Good to have you back. By the way, folks, Pete is an original member of the Brain Trust, going back all the way to 98. Pete, the Tax Freedom Day is noteworthy on its face because, well, tell the audience what it means.
Tax Freedom Day is a calculation that's designed to demonstrate how long a typical worker has to labor throughout the year just to satisfy his or her complete tax burden. By complete, I mean federal, state, and local, all kinds of taxes. What it does not include is deficit spending. That's a whole other category. And these days, boy, that adds a whole lot more time to the list.
Right.
The April 9th date is the national average for Tax Freedom Day. That means across the country, most people will have finished paying their tax obligations to every level of government today and will begin working for themselves.
All the money you've made so far this year, folks, has gone 100% to pay taxes. This is in the way the calculation is made. In other words, if you'd been given all your money that you made for this year, they would have taken all the way up to today to pay off your taxes. And then after today, everything you make from here on, it belongs to you. Now, that's a noteworthy point there, Pete. But to me, what's just as noteworthy and is interesting this year is someone who's covered this day. Now, this is probably my 13th time to do this. Is the timing of this on the calendar? Because I remember years past, Pete, where Tax Freedom Day didn't happen until a month later, and maybe around this time in May.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the reasons I remember is because my birthday is in the first part of May.
Well,
so I seem to remember Tax Freedom Day landing on my birthday one year.
I wonder which one would you celebrate more?
Exactly. So we're talking a month early. What's the calculus on that?
Well, there are several things that go into Tax Freedom Day.
I mean, I'm sorry, Pete. On just somebody listening without knowing any more details would say, wow, isn't this great? We're getting our taxes paid a month early. That must mean something's good, right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it is, but most of the time it's not, and here's why. Because Tax Freedom Day is calculated as a measurement of total taxes as a percentage of total personal income. So there are a lot of variables here. If, for example, federal taxes get cut deeply the way they were in 2001 and 2003, that can actually move Tax Freedom Day backwards, and you're feeling a real benefit from it.
Right.
Of course, a Another way that Tax Freedom Day can move backwards is if people are making a lot less money. There's less personal income for the taxes to be divided into. That's what's happening primarily right now. We're talking about people who have been out of work chronically, folks who are not earning as much as they once were, or simply aren't getting the increases, the wage rate.
The unemployed and the underemployed.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you have that factor also. Sometimes there are tax increases offsetting the decreases, and we're starting to see some of that now. I think that this will probably be the earliest we will see Tax Freedom Day for quite a
it's
long time.
It's clearly the earliest since I started covering this in 1998.
Yes, yes.
Clearly, by a factor of at least 2 weeks, if not 4 weeks.
Yes,
and it's attributed, folks, mostly to the economy, the weak economy that we have and the weak earnings power people have. Hold on to that thought. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Pete Sepp. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.